the final week in Transform 2019. I don't know about you, but it's gone really fast for me. Think about all the ground we've covered. We started out week one talking about our spiritual health. And then we moved on looking at physical health, then mental health, emotional health. We looked at our relational health, our relationships. Last week, we looked at financial health. This week, the final week, we're going to consider vocational health. Now, if you've already been to the small group, we talked about vocation. But I have to tell you, in looking at the material they provided for this message, I was confused. Because it really doesn't have to do with vocation necessarily. And so I kind of struggled this week in putting together this message and, you know, how is it going to come out and what's the whole point of it? And then I think I got it. What this message is about is the giants in our lives. And so they want us to think about all those seven areas that we've covered, every one of them, and to think about the giants in those areas, or maybe dreams that we might have to improve or to change in one of those seven areas. Certainly, we have something in each one of those seven areas that we can improve upon, and certainly desire to improve in these areas. But there always seems to be something that stops us or that gets in the way of these dreams and areas we want to improve. And so for the purposes of this message, we're going to call those giants because they can seem like giants. And so therefore, we're going to look at that famous story. We've certainly heard it since we were little kids, many of us, that story of David and Goliath. And to just put this in perspective, you know, we've heard this, of course, for many times, and as I said, since we were kids, but to put it in context of where we are in our reading today, the previous chapter, chapter 16 of 1 Samuel, is when we had the whole anointing of David. Remember that part of the story? Samuel was told to go to the house of Jesse and to see Jesse and to pick one of his sons to be the next king of Israel. And we go through that whole text, and it's one person is brought out, the oldest, and no, he's not the one. Who's the next one? Brings him out, and all through the choices. And Samuel says, no, this not any of them. You got anybody else? Well, I've got one. He's the youngest. He's not even here. He's just off tending a few sheep. Well, bring him to me. And we know what happens. David is anointed the king of Israel. And so in looking at this story, this famous story, we're going to pull out some giants. Dream busters, in fact, they're called in this message, that all of us have to deal with in whatever, maybe these seven areas or one of these seven areas or a number of areas in our life. We're going to look at these giants and how to conquer them. So we're going to look at this story and try to come up with some principles. And the first thing we're going to do is look at four giants that David faced. See if any of these resonate with you. The first giant is delay. You know, he was anointed king, but it's quite some time until he actually takes the throne, if you remember. So verses 12 and 15, this is continuing. All these readings are, unless I say otherwise, are from chapter 17 of 1 Samuel, where we started today, and what Karen read. Here's 12 through 15. Now David was the youngest of Jesse's eight sons. His three older brothers enlisted in Saul's army, but David was held back to care for the sheep in Bethlehem. Held back. His own dad held him back. It was a delay in fulfilling his calling and dream. This giant of delay. Can you relate to that at all? Thinking about in things and goals and dreams in your own life and places that you want to maybe make progress or move forward. Have you faced the giant of delay? I know I have. We want everything now, don't we? We put a dream or a goal or a target out there and we expect it to happen yesterday. And so delay can be huge in our life. We can be held back in many ways. You ever feel that you're held back because of your age? Feel like you're too old? Or, on the other end of it, do you ever feel that you might be too young? Or maybe you're the wrong race, or maybe you're the wrong gender, whatever it is, can be holding you back. But then, David's dad decides to send him out to his brothers, to the front lines, with a care package, which leads to the next giant, after the giant of delay. And that's the giant of discouragement. Listen to these words. Each day Goliath would stand and shout at the ranks of Israel's army, "Why do you come out here and line up for battle? Choose one man to fight me. If he's able to kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I kill him, you'll become our subjects and serve us." Day after day, Goliath taunted them, saying, "This day I defy the ranks of Israel." When Saul and the Israelites heard this, everyone was deeply shaken and paralyzed with fear. Have you ever been paralyzed with fear or discouraged in your life? I think we all have. Listen to this, verse 16. For 40 days, twice a day, morning and evening, the Philistine giant loudly berated the Israelite army. One can only imagine their discouragement. I think they were listening to the wrong voice. Has that ever happened to you? Discouragement and fear is contagious. Aren't they? One or the other, they're both contagious and it spreads. Listen to this. As David talked with his brother on the front line, he saw Goliath start shouting his usual threats to Israel's army. When the army heard Goliath, they all ran away in terror. The whole army. Discouragement and fear is contagious. And it can cause us to run away in fear. The third giant or dream buster that we're going to look at is disapproval. We don't want naysayers. We want people to build us up and tell us to go for it. But his own brothers question his motives. So verses 28 and 29. David asked, "What's the reward for killing this Philistine and ending this disgraceful abuse?" When David's older brother heard this, he burned with anger at David and said, "Why are you here anyway? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness?" "I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. Now what have I done?" asked David. "Can't I even ask a question?" His own brothers disapproving and asking him, "Who do you think you are? You can't pull this off." Sometimes it's even our own family members, isn't it? That is a giant that keeps us from pressing on and chasing a dream, even a goal. The giant of disapproval. Which leads to number four, the final giant we're going to consider, and that's the giant of doubt. It's not too hard to see where doubt plays into any goal chasing or decisions that we're trying to go for. I mean, think about even just David here. The delay, the discouragement, the disapproval. How can one not doubt? They certainly can lead to doubt. Verse 20, 32 and 33. Don't worry about a thing, David told the king. I'll fight this Philistine. Don't be ridiculous, Saul replied. There's no way you can go against this Philistine. You're only a boy. He's been a professional warrior all his life. Not only was Saul doubting, I wonder if David was too, even just a little bit, thinking about all the naysayers. So there's those giants. Delay, discouragement, disapproval, and doubt. What does David do about it? What can we do about it? How can we learn from David in this story? We're going to look at four things that we can do. Four things to deal with all these giants. The number one is this. Remember how God has helped me. Remember how God has helped you in the past. Can you think about times in your life when certainly God was with you and there's no way you could have made it through whatever it is without His help, without His support and guidance? Verse 36 and 37. In protecting my sheep, I've killed both a lion and a bear. This is David talking, of course. The Lord who delivered me from the teeth of that lion and the claws of that bear will surely now deliver me from this Philistine too. David remembered. God has been with me in the past. He'll be with me again. Listen to these words from Psalm 119, verse 11. Now, this is the Message paraphrase. David says, I've banked your promises in the vault of my heart. That's some good advice, isn't it? I've banked your promises, Lord, in the vault of my heart. Remember, he remembered how God was with him in the past. The second thing David did was that he used the tools that God had given him. What is it in your own life that you're trying to achieve, or you're trying to break through, or the giant you're trying to slay? You're already equipped. You have enough. Oftentimes that inability to think about the tools we still have will lead to that delay again. Well, I'll do it when. Or if. Listen to these words, 38 to 40. Then Saul dressed David in his own armor. But David said, I can't go out in these because I'm not used to them. So he took them off. Instead, he chose five smooth stones for his sling. David was already gifted, and he knew it. You know, we like to think about the Sunday school version of this story and think about David, or perhaps imagine David with this little child slingshot that he picks up, maybe a little marble or a little pea, and shoots it off at the Goliath, and he goes down. But experts who have studied this, in fact, Malcolm Gladwell, you might have heard his name, has written a book on this very story. It has David and Goliath in the title. I've not read it much other than looking at it. But he takes this apart and he talks specifically about the gifts and the way David was equipped. And he said that ballistics experts have studied this story and thought about and studied David as being so proficient with a sling that he could kill lions and bears, and said that the force of the blow on Goliath would have been equal to that of a .45 caliber pistol. David was equipped, and so are you. It might not just be in the manner that you believe is enough to break through and conquer a giant. The third thing we need to do is ignore those dream busters. Those four things that we already talked about in our lives, and they're often many. Think about this story of David and Goliath, and I have a question. Who in the story encouraged David? Nobody. Nobody encouraged David. Listen to these words from 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. When others were speaking against him, David encouraged himself in the Lord. David encouraged himself. And so when we think about David and think about his encouraging himself, where might we go to learn how he did that? Psalms. We can see in the book of Psalms, and David wrote many of the Psalms, how he did it. He remembered the Lord being with him and how he had helped him in the past. He remembered his trust in the Lord and how the Lord always delivered him. Look at the Psalms and how David constantly, continually encouraged himself in the Lord. We can do the same. The final thing that we need to do in conquering giants is this: expect God to help me for His glory. Expect God to help me for His glory. Verses 45 through 47, David shouted to Goliath, "You come at me with sword, spear, javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord Almighty. Today the Lord will conquer you, and the whole world will know that there's a God. Everyone will know that the Lord doesn't need weapons to rescue His people. It is His battle, not ours. The Lord will give you to us." Wow, what faith. What are you expecting the Lord to do through you? What are you expecting Him to accomplish in your life for His glory? Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. Matthew 9:29, according to your faith, let it be done to you. Think about all those giants in your life. Delay, discouragement, disapproval, the doubts, whatever it is. But then think about how to conquer them. Remember how the Lord has been with you in the past, how He's walked with you and delivered you. Use the tools, use the gifts, your unique talents and all of that that the Lord has given you to His glory. Ignore the dream busters, all of them in your life, as you encourage yourself as David did. And then finally, expect God. Expect God to do things, to do great things through you for His glory. And so we end right where we began 7-8 weeks ago. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen.